Artorama Podcast.
Hi, Renato. Thank you very much for your time doing this Artorama Podcast.
Thanks. At you.
Let's start that. Let's begin off by saying that you are collecting for 20 years. And at the beginning, some people told you that what you were making was similar to other artists. That was a moment when you looked at artists, right? Who were they? Who were these first artists you looked at?
Yes, in a previous life, I can see, in the end of 80s and 90s, I tried to make artworks. Some of my works were near from some artists, for example, Marcus Retz. So I decided to stop making something, and it was the moment I looked at artists. I have seen all the exhibition it was possible to see. It was fantastic for me. So I was looking at young artists like Julien Prévieux or Mounir Fatni, but it was more important for me the work of Daniel Buren, essentially for his conceptual work, not the painting. And I was fascinated by the group Relational Aesthetic, and especially by Pierre.
You mentioned to me once that for you, individuality, you know, like this narcissism attitude, you know, should never be central. And collectivity, the inclination to say we, us, is better than saying me, me, me. As a matter of fact, you have a portrait of, or better, an anti-narcissistic portrait, right?
To emphasize. Yes, those concepts are very important for us and explain our future choice and also our social and political works. With my wife, we are both children of immigrated minors, and us was central in your childhood, and it's still central in our life. In fact, there is two anti-narcissistic portraits. The first one is my professional self-portrait. I'm a GP, and in my doctor's office, I framed 200 Polaroids of faces of few of my patients within some place, some mirrors with the same size of the Polaroid for those who don't have a place in the piece, or also for the future people I will meet, and also those who look at the world. The second portrait is a couple portrait with my wife, is more important for me. It's, as we say, our anti-Arnold Fini couple portrait, because we are together standing, holding one hand, wearing whole clothes into a performative sculpture of a young French artist, Julie Bénard, named Into the Dark. It's two metallic sculptures with a wood hand support. And when we enter in, our faces are hidden by a pixelated black and white Murano glass faces. So we are at the total opposite of the Arnold Fini couple in the famous painting of Van Eyck, and no narcissism and no great exhibition is important for us.
Very nice. And you mentioned us. It's important to tell that it's you and Catherine, who do exhibitions as well, right? And you two always buy a piece from these exhibitions that you've been developing through the years. And I think it would be nice to tell us a little bit about how it began. I mean, how these exhibitions started.
Quickly, collecting was not enough because we want to make exhibition around the theme we love. And it was the beginning of collective experiences with artists. We don't know to make selfie with them, but moment of life with artists is more important for us. So we began to show some pieces of our collection with other artists, and we tried to bought one or few pieces of at each exhibition, like a memory or a portrait of our personal trip art. And the character of Ulysse in the Odyssey, it's important here for us because, as say Constantine Karavafi, the poet, Greek poet, the more important is not Ithaca, but the path that leads to Ithaca. It's important for us this way.
So you mentioned you like the topic of vanishing and retrace. Could you tell me more about it? I was curious to know as well about how some works embody themes, topics of your collection, like the ones of Erhuy or Clairefontaine, how they play this embodiment in your collection.
The character of Ulysse also can expect this topic of vanishing retrace, because he has Ulysse to become in French person, to survey to the Cyclope. In French, person means someone, human being, and also no one. Persona in Greek is also the name of the mask wear by the chorus in the Greek theater. We can also make a reference to Fernando Pessoa, who want to vanish in more than one character, like his name, because Pessoa in Portuguese, it's person in France. It's difficult in English because I like very much to make play on words in French. Like, for example, to explain this, retrait, that can mean in French withdrawal, but also retrace. Only with the little hyphen, you can modify in French the meaning of a word. It's funny because in French, hyphen is literally union trait. Strange that this little thing can separate and coagulate meanings. It's important. Like, if I make a shortcut here, I can say less is more is also relevant for narcissism. We don't have to forget the story of Narcissus in Ovid's poem, especially today's. Many pieces of our collection are around those concepts also. For the two pieces you in your question, I can explain why they are relevant. First, Clairefontaine piece is made of a small hand mirror suspended upside down and rotating thanks to a small motor. Even at A level, it's impossible to look at yourself. Now for Pierrig is for us the most important artist of his generation. All his work are with another French play on the world, about dissolution becoming tensolution, dissolution in French, process and possibility. We have a great chance to own a little, but for us, very important piece of Pierrig named A Smile Without a Cat, like in Alice in Wonderland. Only the title is left fantastic, always vanishing, becoming only a smile. It's made of four photographs of the performance in Miami Beach, a firework that, for the last time, shows the face in big dimension and great vanishing of Henley character, the end of the fantastic collaborative project named Not a Ghost, Just a Shell, of Pierrig and Philippe Parello, with the many life of Henley by many artists. Henley is like us, shell, filled with experiences and especially the other. In the same way, in front of my house, I made a neon piece at the end of the 90s. It was the ultimate piece I made. You can read the word now nowhere, neon off. If someone arrives at home, a motion detector puts the neon on and we can read now here in alternative movement. So without the other, we are nothing. It's the same thing.
Very nice, very nice. And I remember that you mentioned to me that the best piece of the collector is the next piece in your next piece. So what's your next piece?
Yes, a collector friend of mine sent me that. And it's true, because collectors are like junkie a little. We have three projects, all video pieces. The first one is Bertie Bach, young French artist, friend of us. She was in our first exhibition more than 10 years ago. And she's the winner of the Mario Merz Prize last year. We love her very social and empathic work, working months with community, always with a lot of humor and great equity, showing the absurdity of some of our way of life, like with another shortcut, like a social Mika Rothenberg, I can say. The second is David de Charmer piece, Seen Those Holidays, it's recent, performative video where the two hands of the artist are sculpting without stopping in a clay ball, human faces that appeared and disappeared. It was very nice. And of course, the really great video of Ryan Gander, where we see and hear the curator Emma Lavigne of Pompidou Center giving us a tour for a retrospective of Pierre Rigg, which has just been dismantled. Remain the empty scenography, which had been left on its primitive form. That's to say, the precedent exhibition of Mike Kelly in the same space in Pompidou, it was the choice of Pierre Rigg to let the recent history impregnate his own exhibition. The circle is complete here.
Very nice. And I would like to focus now on the relation invisibility, the concept of invisibility with your collection. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's rather a tendency to invisibility, as we have come to say. So the invisibility is in process, on the way to Hitachi, to Hitaka, like we say. Maybe the Holy Grail, or I prefer, the little death, as we say in French, the ecstasy of vanishing, like sometimes in love and sexual act, when it is successful, it's not any time. Well, so we are looking at video, also performances, or pieces like memes, culture of David Bola. We have also produced a piece of a young French artist, Dimitri Mallet, named L'Heure Bleue, the Blue Hour. It's this particular moment between the end of the day and the beginning of the night, when all birds are mute and the sky takes a deep blue intensity, like in the film of Eric Rohmer in 1987. At the center of of an empty and white space, a bench, if you sit down and be still and silent a few seconds, all the space becomes blue.
Very nice. And for example, if we talk about specific pieces such as Enrique Fares Duran and Anna Dodd, can you tell me more about the specific pieces of your collection, such as Enrique Fares Duran and Anna Dodd? And I think it would be great just so that we can see how the concept is seen through different works.
These two pieces of Enrique and Anna we found at Arco Madin in two very good galleries, Nogueras Blanchard and the Young Bonbon Project. First, Enrique Fries' one piece. It's a totally vanished drawing of Alexander Calder, named Front, hanged on a glass panel inserted in a concrete base. So, like a sculpture, you can turn around. At the first look, there is nothing to see. But in the back, you have all the story of the drawing. Stickers with shipping, exhibition, sale, etc. Fantastic. For another piece, La Rose que habita, initially it's a poem wrote by the artist which should not be said or heard. The poem is transferred in a code, allowing a movement which feeds two fans. So the poem becomes a wind, a breath, a ghost caressing our hair or our skin. I will finish with two words of two pieces of our collection. A whole video of a great Belgian artist, Edith De Kint. It's a video with a white flag floating on a white cloudy sky. Sometimes it seems that the flag vanished and is becoming sky, like in the concept of French philosopher Gilles Deleuze, becoming something or someone. And another piece, Latifah Eshaj piece, Morgan Lead, is 10 white chair rail with their hooks, making a kind of musical partition, like the commas of Allegro Boetti. That's to say that the collection is not existing yet, but in process. The collectors have to compound it. We are trying to compose with my wife our own music. We hope it will be pleasant to see and hear more than my poor English now.
It was great. Thank you very much, Renato. And it was wonderful talking to you. And I would like to thank you for making your collection visible to us.
Thanks.
Artorama Podcast.